Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring in Stephen Portnoy this morning, talking about the future of TikTok. Stephen, are we on a TikTok death watch or maybe not?
It depends. I mean, look, the deadline is Sunday, and there's no indication at this point this morning that a deal to sell the app and avoid the ban is in the offing before Sunday. Senator Chuck Schumer, who, as you know, is the top Democrat in the Senate, said on the floor yesterday that there ought to be more time for TikTok to find a buyer, but a Democratic-led effort to pass a bill that would give TikTok and ByteDance more time was blocked by GOP Senator Tom Cotton, who pointed to the risks posed by continued Chinese ownership. Now, a week ago today, the Supreme Court heard oral argument on TikTok's claim that the divestiture law violates its First Amendment rights and the First Amendment rights of TikTok users. The court is scheduled to deliver an opinion, or more than one, at 10 o'clock this morning. Will it have to do with TikTok? We don't know. But it was a surprise that the court announced yesterday that it would be meeting at 10 o'clock this morning to deliver opinions. So let's see what they have to say. The outgoing Biden administration tells ABC News that it has no intention of Sunday going into court and enforcing this law with civil penalties that could be faced by Google and Apple if TikTok continues to be available in the app stores. Monday is a national holiday. Certainly it is in the federal government. So basically, the Biden administration is saying any enforcement of this law will be left to the incoming administration, it being Sunday and Monday the holiday. The law allows for the Justice Department to pursue civil penalties of up to $5,000 per user against Apple and Google if they continue to allow TikTok in the app stores after the deadline. So the question for Donald Trump as the incoming president is, will he sign some sort of executive order that passes muster with legal experts and the legal community, or maybe not, that somehow says, despite the text of the law, that the Justice Department is not going to enforce it at Trump's directive. Let's see what the court has to say this morning, and let's see what the new president has to say come Monday.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live from Washington.